think I can resist. If I'm supposed to talk something more, I'll do. But it's POL and the story. I'm just playing with the idea there that came up of merging those together. And the first one, what if we stop the first one somewhere? When Pio is moving from that small town into the big city. And then we let that story be that sandbox story about those kids there. And that could work out. Then in the next part, Pio would be a couple of years older, and we follow his struggle there in the big city. Now, if that should be combined with leading up to when he becomes a monk, if we would put Rick at the front of that story, and he's there in the first one too. Basically getting himself positioned in this interesting, with this interesting view he gets over the world, and we follow him climbing up there. And through that we show strange things going on. And the next one, we got Pio there with his hopeless love life and his struggle in the big city, and how he's becoming darker. He is just going down in this part, going through, yeah. Hell and purgatory, whatever. Splashing around there, not really getting anywhere, and you can have discussions going on among those friends. He's gradually just trying to figure out all this thing with life and love and girl problems and girls and boys, and we can have that as a part there of that story. Not just about P, it's just one guy there. And Rick is the main protagonist in this one. And we follow that story and of him and how the developments go on there in the world even more. But can we just project the other one on top of that, which is what? I only have the sandbox. Well, it gets messy. As if this is about Rick. And where are we going to put this thing with the big girl coming back to the little town and because this story would then mainly be pants. How could pants go on parallel with Pia in the big city? Because where would that story end? It would end again 78. Which means that by the end of that story, or at the dramatic point there, the switch over to the third act or something, there should be that full conflict there of small companies racing against the big corporations. But it just doesn't really make any sense to put this in such a definite time frame. Because in the 78, that's not what happened. So can we mix actual, real, so to speak, events with wish-fulfilling fantasy? I don't know. It sounds a bit crazy. But then we could also, again, because that's what we're supposed to do, blur the lines a little bit between what is reality and what is fantasy and what is going on and what could be going on and maybe parallel world. I mean, we can play it all kinds of ways. So maybe it's possible. If I would just do the pants story, it would not more naturally happen in the 2000s. So So if so, why not let it happen then? Well, because that one will lead up to the next one, which would be the thank you for your cooperation. And that one would then basically start after. Okay, first one, leading up to Pia moving away from home. That's the sandbox, or whatever it's called. Next one, until Pia moves into the temple. The happiest that we call it so far, it wouldn't correspond to much of the other stuff. Rick would be there, the developments there in the world would be there, that fits. It gets more and more and more, the corporate control, all that, and the AI and the media development, and at that point we are up to 78. Then we got from, no, really. I mean, what would happen in the whole book from P who comes to Stockholm until he joins Iskon, the temple. He's going down and this and that, and again, it will be mainly the Rick story, right? And the next story, that would be Pants, and then we would be back in a small town again. Well, that would then start 78 and go up to maybe 2000 or something. No, I can't get these together. Am I supposed to? I mean, they are similar stories, and it seems to me that they would benefit each other by being concatenate, or whatever you call it, being merged together, because neither one of them may be able to stand on its own. But the Pants, if you follow that, the sandbox and the Pants and the thank you. And we have a pretty good story. Well, this shouldn't be a biography. It should be an epic. So this is all going on in a time and space next to you. should be a bit of a epic in the sense that it is mythological, in that sense that it's a story that can be timeless and just standing there in some kind of time and space that is representative for not only the state of humanity in modern age, but by just using a certain cultural and time-ish frame, I would put the story in, then we can tell something that is really timeless. It's about, yeah, the human soul and our search for ourselves and God. And that search we put there in the story of Pio, on the small everyday person level, and Rick there, through him we show it on the big macrocosmic level, so to speak, how humanity has to come to that point of, you know, sobering up a bit. And then the actual time what if I just, which I thought of doing from the beginning more or less with the POL, move it more away from the, or clean up the way that level of biography of just me with another name and just telling the story there, and just using those elements, creating interesting characters. I'm not enough interesting character, but I could use that to create one. And the events going on in time here, in this little country, are not interesting enough either. So there will be a little country, a little town, a little people, and this character, that character, and their struggle against that big country. All those big corporations. I mean, I don't have to anchor them in any direct geographic or social or whatever context, but they are so easily identifiable that if I make them more mythological, so to speak, the point will still come through, I think. So yeah, I'll try that, but no, that's enough for today.